From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is in Kenya with economics and security issues high on his agenda. Mr. Obama touched down in Nairobi Friday evening and was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. He later dined with his step-grandmother, his half-sister, and other extended family members. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey says the president's busy schedule, that is, starts Saturday.
While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey launched cross-border airstrikes against Islamic State targets on Friday and opened its air bases to U.S. warplanes attacking extremist forces in Syria. The airstrikes were Turkey's first against Islamic State targets in Syria. The foreign ministry in Ankara said that U.S.-led coalition forces could operate from all air bases in southern Turkey near the Syrian border. The Turkish statement said it would also take part in anti-Islamic State operations inside Syria. The foreign ministry said it expects increased cooperation between Turkey and U.S. forces will make a difference in the campaign against the Islamic State group. Earlier Friday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that Turkey agreed to let American jets use the Incirlik Air Base for combat missions against the Islamic State. This is VOA News.